Entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Looky here, bitches. You're listening to the DJ New Style Show. I'm over here fucking your mother. You fucking dick knob.
Crash
into a ditch, just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank your shit don't stink, but lean a little bit closer, see roses really smell like boo boo boo.
She was hardly acting naughty. I said, Shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, are you bawling? I said, darling, you sound like a prostitute pausing. Oh, so you're one of them freaks. Get peeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But game been peaked. Dropping names, she's weak. Tricking off. This bitch is lost. Mistaken for a geek. Quick way to eat. Deep place to sleep. Rent a car for a week. Trick for retreat. No. Go on the raw sex. My ace test is flawless. Regardless. We don't want to get involved with all them lawyers. And judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support, bro. Now support you.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat, and I can bug out to it.
The newest in New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey, safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark, we proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
In the homo, we didn't touch it.
You guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No.
Hey, Donna! Did you shut the coffee yet?
Ahem. Oh, snap!
Yes. Welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday Night Miracle. That's right. The DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com. HearUsTalk.com. And the only internet radio show prefaced by lyrical and guitarical mastery. By whom? Oh, you guessed it. Rammstein! Guitarical. Look it up. Yes. Welcome, welcome. As I've said before, it's good to be here. A brand new year. A brand new decade. A whole new life for you, because the calendar has changed. It is a new month, therefore your life will be completely clean, and you'll be free of debt and weight and every other thing. Frank, how are you? It's a new year. Happy New Year to you. Happy. Have a happy, Frank.
Merry New Year.
Don't do it. I just started in with one that I hate, but you said one here, just right now. Merry New Year.
Well, let me tell you how I figured that out. I took the Merry from Merry Christmas.
You're a clever cat, Frank.
New Year from New Year, and I put them together.
You're a fucking clever, clever person.
Do you know
person.
That in England, they don't say Merry Christmas, they say Happy Christmas?
Don't start with that. I can't stand it. I've heard people start to say Happy Christmas over here. I don't like it. It's always been Merry Christmas. Enough with the debate of happy holidays or whatever. But people want to say Happy Christmas, you know, then you should
be born. What's they say in England? And as you know, we speak English. We don't speak American.
You know what? I speak American. God damn it. I don't give a good goddamn what language you speak, and I speak American. Happy New Year, Frank. Have you ever heard this one? I just said this to you before. Have a happy. Anybody ever say that to you?
That's equivalent to, when you say have a happy, that's equivalent to have a good one.
That's equivalent to, you're not worth me saying the entire phrase. You fucking miserable asshole who's decided to shorten something to cute. You're basically cutening laziness up. Happy! We'll see ya!
I want to give my best to you and yours.
Oh. You and yours. What? My what? The sock that I jizz into and secretly hide behind the good socks in the sock drawer, that's mine. Are you wishing a happy new year to that crispy sock? What about my dog who pukes every day and shits all over my possessions? What about those shit-covered possessions? What about my bald, hapless friend who has made a resolution? Frank, you've made a resolution.
Already?
You did on the last show. The last show of 2009.
Yes, which I don't think we're ready for the resolution at this point.
So yesterday, we're not.
You know, maybe in about a half hour we are.
We can't talk about your resolution?
Oh, yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, we made a resolution, a New Year's resolution.
Wait a minute, Frank, I don't understand. What's going on in a half hour? Is this something that you're teasing? The first tease of the decade?
It's the big weigh-in.
Wow. Well, what we're referring to, obviously, is Frank's recently announced, as in the latest episode before this, he announced at the end of the show his 40 by 40 challenge, where he wants to lose 40 pounds before he turns 40 years
old. All right, hold up.
Which means Frank has invented time travel because he's 57. You're 57 years old.
Hold up.
What's that?
At the end of last week's show, I announced that I wanted to lose 40 pounds by my 40th birthday. But several people after the show spoke to me and said that that's almost impossible to do, especially a fellow by the name of FM Jeff, who suffers from a weight problem himself.
I got a bone to pick with that motherfucker. Yeah.
He says that it's quite impossible. It's very going to be, unless you're working out, you know, almost 8 hours a day. It's very difficult to do that. So I still want to do the challenge. What I have to do is and you can call me whatever you want, but I had to change it to 20 pounds.
Wait, you've already reduced your 40. You can't even call it the 40 by 40.
I call it 20 by 40.
I call it cop out by now.
No.
You're fucking copping right the fuck out.
I would love to lose 40 pounds in 6 months, but the problem is I do not have the time, unlike you, to work out 8 hours a day.
Do you really think I have the time to work out 8 hours a day?
Well, I mean,
why would you say unlike you?
Well, I mean, you know, you don't have the responsibilities that I have. So what I'm saying is, so I want to be realistic here. I wanted to succeed in the challenge, but I want to be realistic. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say that I will lose at least 20 pounds by my 40th birthday. At least 20.
At least 20. So any other pound above 20, that's just gravy.
No.
No, it is. It's gravy that you've burned off.
It's not gravy.
It's nothing but gravy you've burned off from your waist, legs, and hands. Ken Moorhead, our buddy who is right now perfecting the Germ Freak, the cocktail custom made for you. He says he lost 20 pounds in 5 months without exercise. But I think it's because I think it's because he has a severe alcohol problem and he just drinks himself till he passes out and does nothing.
This guy is a complete drunk. He's constantly talking about being smashed and this and that, and I feel sorry for the guy.
I don't feel sorry. He's living life. That's the life he chose. If you want to roll with Ken Moorhead, you got to drink vodka every day. Every day. Every Monday, you have to video blog 6 drinks that you're gonna show to the world. And then kick your day off with that.
And this is no secret. I mean, he he's admitted this on his program himself. You know, he tapes all 5 episodes in one night.
Yeah, after choking down a dry egg that he made himself, he fucking has 6 cocktails and then meanders to work in his vehicle. Anyway, that's Ken Moorhead's decision. It's not yours. It's not your place to judge what he does, Frank. The thing is, you can cut legs off. You could cut an ear off and still make weight. But you don't want to make weight. You think it's not comfortable for you. So you're cutting down your 40 by 40.
I would love to lose 40 pounds. I'd love to lose more than that. But I want to be realistic and I want to succeed in the challenge. So let's just say 20 by 40.
20 by 40. Okay, Frank.
But it's now, a 20 by 40 Germ Freak challenge extravaganza.
A what?
Extravaganza.
Why are you saying it like that?
It's the way I say it.
Are you trying to regal it up a little bit? It's just you trying to not be whatever the Wii Fit told you were. Frank, I don't have a good memory as far as what your Wii Fit determined your BMI was. Would you?
27 years old. Oh, my BMI?
Yes.
According to the body mass index ratio of the Wii Fit Nintendo system, I am classified as morbidly obese.
So 20 pounds is going to make you no longer morbidly obese?
I don't know. I mean, we've discussed this ad nauseum yourself. When you say when you look at me, I don't look like I'm morbidly obese.
You don't look like you're morbidly obese. Morbidly obese, I picture somebody like looking like they've been shot in the ribs while trying to open their trunk. That's to me, that's morbidly obese. Trying to do an everyday task looks like you've been injured in a world war. But I don't know. You, however, you have your own foibles, your own faults. And losing 20 pounds would do you a whole lot of good. Now, Frank, obviously you've thought long and hard about doing this because you've realized that 40 pounds is well beyond your capacity. You've set a realistic, somewhat realistic goal. And I guess you're taking all the appropriate measures. You're eating right. You're working out, right? Are you eating right?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
That,
yeah. Okay.
I'm eating perfectly good, healthy foods.
Yeah. Frank, the thing is, I'm a friend of yours on Facebook, and you posted a fucking... You've been posting nothing but greasy burger pictures. like they're fucking still life art. You're taking photography... You're basically taking a page out of my book. Posing your food and taking pictures of it. But the food you're saying is healthy is a fucking double-decker cheeseburger and fucking golden crisp fries.
Well, as you know, that was January 1st, which was New Year's Day, which is still considered part of the holiday celebration.
No, it's not. It's the year. The year you're making the resolution for has already begun at that point.
I want to go out with one less hooray.
One hooray?
Yeah, one less hooray.
It's hurrah.
Oh.
And you should have done that because you don't go out when you start something. You should have gone out in 2009 with the hurrah.
We didn't go out for New Year's Eve, so I figured we'd go out for New Year's Day, and we got a delicious... And you told me yourself that looks like a 10, that burger.
No, I did not. You asked me 1 to 10. How does that burger look? It honestly, that looks like a Checkers. It looks like...
Oh, fuck you.
It looks like you fucking maybe took a Friendly's burger and put a spit shine on the bun.
That's a delicious-looking burger, my friend.
Where did you get it?
I go out at a place...
By the way, can you post this on your Twitter after the show? Post a picture of that burger on your Twitter so that people can go to twitter.com/thegermfreak and see it. And then what I'll do is I'll retweet it, all the people that have decided not to be friends with you or follow you, they can just see it at twitter.com/DJNewStyle. Oh, hell! I'll put it on DJNewStyleShow.com. And then what you can do, Frank, is call the show... 316-768-4472, and just let me know exactly how much you enjoyed looking at that fucking worthless picture. So, Frank, where did you get this burger?
At a place called Blitzburger.
Blitzburger?
Yes.
I've never heard of a Blitzburger.
Well, there's only two locations, my friend. They're not a chain.
Oh, okay. So now this should be more special. This should be a special,
special
meal.
No, it's not
for
one
you.
Of those fucking places you go to. Like,
excuse me?
Well, you know.
I remember being dragged to the Brooklyn Diner like it was the fucking...
Oh, come on. That was the best burger you've ever had, my friend.
Frank,
with those delicious onions on it, those crunchinesses.
You don't know how to speak a fucking lick of this language you call English. Frank, don't say that I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it, and you're projecting on everybody else that may have paid fucking $17 for this hamburger with dirty fried onions on it. It's fucking terrible. If you put a couple of green beans under it, it's a fucking green bean casserole. So many fucking dried fried onions are on the top. It's the worst.
You know, you told me you thought it was at least a top five of all time.
You know what, Frank? Top five out of... I eat a burger at Wendy's. I've had a burger at Pub 199. I've had a burger.
Oh, God, that's the worst burger.
Better than the Brooklyn Diner. Anyway, what I'm going to tell you, Frank, I'm not the one watching my food. I happen to be in decent shape.
Well,
I don't
not
really
according
do
to some people.
Yeah, you know, that was a little bit interesting. I posted a picture from a bathroom that I was in, at the mirror, just to kind of like get a look at the setup, and I was going to announce something to people. But on my Twitter, there's a picture of me wearing like a winter vest, doing the typical camera at the mirror style picture. And a certain member of a certain show on Friday nights on Hear Us Talk decided to say, "Nice pic, chubby."
Ooh.
Oh, and that very same member of that very same show, the What Show, was Jeff. Frank.
Oh, interesting.
Frank, would you say that Jeff is a physically fit man?
No.
Yet, you're working hard to be heavier than him. You losing 20 pounds is going to still put you ahead of him. And you have... What I don't get is, how can someone who is worse off judge anybody? Oh, I'm sorry. Jeff is saying he said that sarcastically.
Now he says that.
He's backpedaling right now. Yeah, which would be the first time he's pedaled in a while.
Oh! Yeah!
Oh! Doesn't look so good now, does it, boy?
Jeff's got a self-image.
Whoa! Okay.
That he projects on everybody else. I think you had mentioned that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
He has a self-image problem that he projects on others, I think.
You think he does?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. No, he's saying I said that I was fat. I didn't. I stated my weight. This is another thing, Frank. They were in the Heroes Talk room on Pal Talk. We were in there, and we were talking about weight and heights and weight and what, you know. And I just mentioned my weight. I'm out of shape, I think. I mean, I'm not in poor shape, but relative to where I usually am, I need to lose a few. I'm 215, not anywhere near fat, but, you know, 200's a good weight for me. So I should probably lose like 15 pounds. And Jeff is thinking that I'm overselling my weight. As if, like, 215, you know, or the way I look is so desirable to Jeff that it couldn't possibly weigh that much. It seemed a little bit, I want to say fruity, but I don't quite know what to say. I don't know. Well, here we go. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a determined germ freak in 2010. Happy New Year to you. Have a happy... Who's this?
Happy New Year to you.
Oh.
DJ New Style.
Well, hello, Foundry Music Jeff. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30. Friday nights, HeroesTalk.com.
DJ New Style Show.
Yeah. So what's...
Well, as I like to call it, a pair of fatties.
Jeff, why so obsessed with everybody's condition, everybody's physical stature?
Well, I don't know how many different ways you can call me fat. Or gay, but let's air the dirty laundry, shall we? You yourself stated you were 205 and that
you are overweight. No, I said 215, my friend.
215?
Yes. Yeah, but I'm not.
Wow.
I weighed myself. I'm 210.
Get to the parties. You're not 215.
I am. I'm 5'10", 210. 215 with all my winter shit on.
For those of you who have come to the few and far between appearances of the New Style Show at public events and have seen Ken in person, if you were to look at him and think that man isn't a drop over 180 pounds, I would have shook your hand and said, I agree. And when I heard 215, I was like, where could that possibly be? Because it doesn't manifest in your face. You still got the jawline. And look, again, I realize taking in a man's physical appearance is both homosexual and odd.
I think it's a little bit odd that you can point out my jawline and how it looks.
Well, it seems that from everyone I've known who's over 200 pounds, you lose that separation between lower jaw and neck, and it sort of starts becoming like all one piece. Frank, you know what I'm talking about, right?
No.
Wow, what a fucking passive dig at you. Wow, Frank, are you going to even... Frank, you're just going to sit there and take it, huh?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you can hear. You can't hear him? Jeff?
I can hear him.
Yeah.
Okay. Jeff, that's a terrible dig that you've given me.
I can't hear you over that munching potato shit.
Way to let him have it, Frank.
You yourself have said very recently on the program that was utilized that looked like my face was very chiseled and narrow. Did you or did not say that recently?
I'll be honest, Frank's face belies his mammoth weight.
Wait, what?
Frank looks like he is in the 200 to 205 range. But because Frank wears such loose clothing,
you think Frank's 205?
His face looks 200, 205, as your face looks 175, 180. I go by face, and it's very lucky because all of my. If you look at any of the photos from New Year's on Facebook, and I have closely with disgust, I have that roly-poly second chin. Every time I do one of those photos from above, and as much as I try to strain my fucking turkey gaw, there's nothing I can do to get that jawline back. But you have the jawline, Ken.
Thank you.
God bless.
I'm really just disgusted that you've noticed. Being complimented on your jawline.
And envied, I'm sorry. What can I tell you?
Okay, that's fine.
You were me 10 years ago.
Jeff, how's about a little weight loss challenge, my friend?
Whoa!
And Frank, you misquote me because you don't listen to me, you only hear the negative. I said you can pull off 15, 20 pounds, but once you get past that, your weight loss plateaus, because that's when you start hitting like your ideal healthy weight.
Right.
So you'll be able to melt off that excess real fast, and then once you hit like, 180, 185, it's going to be like hitting a wall. You're going to have to discipline yourself like
you think I'll get that far down?
I know you, and you're not a disciplined person.
You think I'll get that far? How's your smoking going there, friend?
I have not had a cigarette since Saturday.
So you're one of the people that decided to give up smoking because it's January.
I couldn't be more unhappy.
I give it 30 more days or less.
Frank, I'm going to say you're not going to make your goal either. How about that?
And you're positive. You know what? Why don't we all just fail?
Yeah.
Can't we all just at least try and kid ourselves into thinking maybe the first month is going to be a positive change for us?
I hope that I followed through with my resolutions. I haven't stated them to you yet, but let me lay them out here. Jeff, you even made a subtle dig that I don't hang out. I don't make appearances. So, but what I'll do is I'll say I'm going to go. And then I'll come up with an excuse. Or I'll say I might be able to go. And then I'll have a reason why I'm not going. Well, I want to try to not promise things that I can't deliver on or that I won't deliver on. So in the new year, I will no longer tell somebody that I'll be attending an event or get-together unless I know that I will be there. My initial answer will always be no. And then if I can go, it's going to be a great surprise. Oh, look! Look, I can go after all. But that's going to be rare, too.
The resolution would be that you would attend more events.
The other part of it is I think that we should have more Hear Us Talk events. We discussed the Germ Freak 40th birthday bash, where we ultimately see his dreams fall apart as he weighs in and sees that he's actually gained 20 pounds.
By the way, he went on the
opposite side of the 20 by 40.
By the way, I did post the burger pic on Twitter if anybody wants to see it. And give me your opinion if that's not one of the best burgers you've ever seen.
Okay, it's twitter.com/thegermfreak. Someone who's supposedly eating rice cakes and diet soda is posting a double cheeseburger and fucking fries with a pickle and
if
slaw.
If you're going to lose that weight, you need to start now.
Yeah.
I've started. That was
my last hurrah. No, hurrah. Frank, look at that burger. Are you looking at it right now?
Jeff, I want you to look at this burger. Scale from 1 to 10. Visualization. Give me your opinion of it.
Frank.
Yes.
This is up on Twitter now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Frank, I'm a master of food photography.
Let me say something. Ken is a pioneer. Ken has been photographing food since 2006.
Frank, last year...
Wait, let me
just say something. Not only food, I've taken it to a new level last year by taking the byproduct of food and turning it into a photo blog. But now, Frank, this picture here, I can tell that you propped up that coleslaw so that you could see the contents of that little tub, didn't you?
I did try to get good lighting.
Salad.
Look at that that's a little nice dish of slaw. You have those golden crisp fries. Frank, how badly do you want a fucking French fry?
I want to eat that.
Look at that cheese.
Look at
the cheese is perfectly congealed. It was dripping. Right. It was dripping, Frank, but now it's just stopped and it looks like a melted candle, delicious one that you put on top of a burger with two patties.
Hey, did Frank tell you I sent him the diet that worked for me a couple of months back?
And he laughingly
dismissed it.
It was a horrible, horrible diet, Ken.
Well, what's the diet consist? Why is it so horrible, Frank?
Explain it to him, Jeffrey.
So wait, Frank, you know nothing of it that you can explain it to me, but you know it's a horrible diet.
He knows it better because he was on it.
Here's the deal, Frank. You saw like that you'd have to exclude ingredients, and that was too much of a fucking.
No, it was too difficult. It was too tedious of a task to partake in. The first month wasn't difficult, but then after that, it was just too confusing, and I got lost.
Frank, look at that patty. The perfect glisten on top of that first patty. Do you see it?
I want to eat meat so bad right now.
You're not eating any meat?
I want to eat meat. I want to eat that meat.
So you had a good healthy dinner, right? What'd you have for dinner?
Today was not a good day.
Hold on. I thought you had a last hooray, as you said.
Well, today in my household is pizza night, so I had to have pizza.
Why couldn't you have a rice cake or tuna?
I cut down to the number of slices I usually.
Well, what do you have? What did you have tonight? How many did you have?
I usually have four slices, but tonight I had.
Shit. You usually have four slices.
Why don't you just condense what you eat and go to Rutgers and buy yourself one of those fat sandwiches?
Yeah, he was thinking about it. Believe Frank, remember the fat moon, the fat bitch. Remember
those?
The
fat Romano.
Yeah. Now, never, you know,
I just want to hold that meat in my hands and just take a big bite.
You do. You want to just shove the meat right in your mouth.
Do you hate your kids?
Do I what?
Do you hate your children?
That's a ridiculous statement to make. And don't give me your self-righteous bullshit that I'm. That you got to do this for the children. Shut the fuck up.
Do you
want to
see them grow up, Frank?
I got a physical exam, and
I
am in perfect shape.
You will not see them even graduate high school eating like this.
Listen to me, pal. Okay, I got a full physical about 6 months ago, and found nothing wrong with me. So it is possible to be overweight and be healthy.
Interesting.
Really, tell that to John Candy.
You're going to put me in the same class as John Candy?
Well, I did go over your house.
Hello, Mr.
Frank.
Why don't you make your lungs a little more tarsh with that blackness?
Hey, Frank, I did go over your house, and in the sink I found a large pair of underwear. So it was pretty close.
Now, Jeffrey, you're looking at this photograph, right, Jeff?
It's horrible.
It's not a good burger. First of all,
I see onion, fried onion rings on the burger with cheddar cheese. Big pickle, big plate of fries.
Jeff, you want to know how I can instantly tell this is a shit burger? By the fucking checkered tissue paper wrapped around it.
That's what gives it its panache.
The checkered tissue paper is the mark of a shit burger.
No, that gives it its panache.
Just trying to be a 50s throwback burger
place. Exactly.
Yeah.
The way you hold it and the sound it makes when you hold that tissue paper, it's just part of the loveliness of it.
Frank, it's shit. It's a piece of fucking shit. You know what it is? It's killing floor scrapings. Just compressed into a disc.
Let me tell you why Frank couldn't do this diet I gave him if his children's life depended on it.
Okay.
The first 3 days, the only thing you're allowed to eat is 6 cups of brown rice and 1 gallon of water.
Okay.
No salt, no sugar. That's it. 6 individual cups spaced evenly throughout the day for 3 days. If you can get past those 3 days, Frank, I will hand you a $100 bill.
I mean, we're not living in fucking Vietnam. Why are we eating cups of rice?
Now,
the reason you do that is when you eat one thing like brown rice, it turns your body into purge mode, and you start sweating out all the toxins.
Well,
the third day, you smell like fucking shit.
So, Jeff, why is it that you see yourself as being overweight now after this miracle diet has been a part of your life?
Because I went right back to what I was doing. And
exactly.
Was
so you're not. It's not going to be a permanent change. Just like Frank eating rice cakes and not exercising. By the way, that's the other part of it, Frank. Why don't you exercise? What's the problem with you?
Well, I don't know if you're aware of. I bought a treadmill.
So you have a treadmill. Why aren't you using it?
Because it's in a particular part of the basement, which I'm afraid to go into.
You're afraid of your own basement. You spend hours in that basement.
No, not in the there's a finished section and an unfinished section.
So let me guess.
The unfinished section is where we found the vermin.
Okay, so now you're afraid to go
I'm
in there.
I'm scared to go. I'm scared to go into that unfinished.
You're a what?
Section.
You're
I'm a scared.
Why are you scared to go in there?
Because
1940s child.
We found whenever I went into the basement, the little the vermin would be crawling on top of the beams.
That's okay? Their feet. That's the noise
right.
Their feet.
Right. And I'm afraid that if I go on the treadmill, that they will, you know, jump on my head or something. Because the treadmill's right next to where we found the biggest, which we may think was actually a rat. And I'm afraid that the thing's going to start walking above my head and maybe jump on my head, and I'm scared.
So you think that
why don't you have less cheese in your diet, pizza boy?
So you think your fucking tanned Italian hide on your bald head it looks like bait to them, that they're going to just jump off the fucking beams onto your head while you're running?
My wife has no problem. She goes in there. She uses the treadmill. She don't care. But yeah. I'm scared.
So your wife... Stop saying a scared.
When I
Jesus
go in the basement, when I go in the unfinished part, Donna has to go with me in there because I'm too scared.
I'm gonna lose my fucking mind. Frank, you're a goddamn man. You realize you're raising a son that has no fucking male figure. I mean, he goes to his mother for everything. His father is, quote, a scared of imaginary rats. You had the house fucking treated. You had them all killed. And you still think that there are rats that are not only in the room, going to drop from the ceiling on your head. And then what? Kill you? No. Even if they did drop
take
from the...
Take a bite?
Believe me, although you're addicted to tasty foods, you're probably not that fucking tasty. A rat is scared of you, and it's scared of fucking loud noises. So it's not going to just as you're trying to work out. You're making excuses, Frank. So
I walked around the block twice today.
Okay.
The bitter cold.
Yeah, but you had told me that the reason you don't do that is because it's cold. I don't work out. It's too cold. And I said,
it's been very cold lately. You will admit that. We've had
I will. But Frank, every possible thing of exercise that I bring up to you is met with some excuse. I said to you, Frank, why don't you just even use the Wii Fit? And then you know what you did? You go, well, whatever. That's what you said to me. You can play a video game and burn calories, yet you won't do it. What's the problem?
They say you'll only get people to do that when they want to. And it's obvious Frank doesn't want to right now. But
no.
I'll tell you, you know, when I went on this diet and I lost that weight, it was fun to see the glimpse of the other side. And that's what I want to get. That's what I want to get back to.
Yeah.
Frank, if you pick up,
I want to see the other side. I want to see it.
Take a look at it.
Jeff, you ever see a picture of me when I was 15 years old in 1985?
Yeah,
it could be you again,
Frank.
The man your wife fell in love with.
Frank, you ever just buy sweatpants and shorts to try and recreate that moment when you were flexing in your
This is what I had to do today while I was walking. I had jeans on, so I had to undo the top button while I was walking.
Jesus Christ.
And then eventually the pants just started falling off my hips, and I had to hold them up the whole time I was walking.
You're overpowering the zipper that the pants are now falling
off.
Yes,
they're falling off of me. So wow. I had to put my coat all the way down to my knees almost in order for the pants not to fall down.
When you wear your pants buttoned up, are your pubes coming out of the top? You have to pull them down that low that you can see dick vein on the top of your fucking pants. Fucking terrible. You need to do something, and you have to stop making excuses and I wanted to have a last hurrah. It's too cold. I'm afraid of rats. Stop making fucking excuses. If you really want to do this, stop saying you want to do it and just fucking do something about it. You know what?
By the way, how does a germaphobe eat such disgusting food? Yeah. I would think you'd have like nice clean salads.
No, of course not. Someone commented on one of the many videos on the Heroes Talk YouTube channel, youtube.com/HeroesTalk, saying that, I think this was the inconsistent germaphobe video. Someone wrote, a germaphobe does not care about their own germs, their own filth. They care about yours. So whatever he brings into his system voluntarily, he's okay with. Frank bringing in Doritos, Frank bringing in, Coke cans, Pepsi cans that were in warehouses being shit on by rats. He doesn't care because he doesn't see it, so he's fine with it. But going in and having to be on a treadmill where a rat might pop out and assault me, that's a problem. That's the big problem, Frank. What did your wife say? You said your wife said something to you? You were about to say something.
I know.
You don't remember.
I forgot.
Well, Frank, I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, how are we going to track your weight loss?
What I'm going to do is I'm going to weigh in tonight. My lovely wife is going to come down with the scale. I will strip naked, and I will weigh.
What?
I will strip naked, and my wife will weigh myself and announce the amount of my weightness over the microphones.
Do you have like?
Will you do this on cam?
No,
of course not. You fuck.
Not a fucking chance.
Why would you want that on cam?
Do you have a postal scale so you can weigh your nuts? What if we want just certain parts of you weighed?
Now, the problem is as follows. It's nighttime. I've already eaten, so we have to count for that. We have to subtract 10 pounds off the spot.
Wait, hold on. You're talking over each other. Jeff, what did you say?
I said, can he wear one of those samurai outfits with the drapes to the front and the back?
I don't think he would ever want to do that because it's foreign to him. Now, Frank, you had a concern with your weigh-in?
Yeah, well, it's nighttime. Usually you're supposed to weigh yourself in the morning before you eat. So automatically, you need to subtract at least 10 pounds.
No, sorry, sir. Sorry. Leave the weight on there. Are you an idiot? You have food in you that you're going to shit out. It'll look like a miraculous weight loss. Just leave it in there. Let your bowels subtract it for you. Okay? Mm-hmm. Whatever you are is what you are. And also, don't go weighing food and saying, like, well, you know, I ate a 6-ounce apple. I got to subtract 6 ounces. And that's my weight loss. No, it's retarded. So what you're going to do is you're gonna strip down. Donna's going to come down with a scale, and you're going to stand on it. She's going to announce the official weight. I guess day one. Are we doing this every week? I think we should. I think we should.
I prefer every 2 weeks because it gets a little monotonous.
Okay. I actually, you know, there's not that many weeks left. You know, we have, what, 6 months?
Yes.
I think it would be good
That's
to compile.
10 weeks.
I want to compile some precise data. I think if we got a reading every week, then we could graph it. We could do something nice. Mm-hmm. Right?
I mean, yeah, I always like charting bar charts that go up.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Holy shit. An exponential rise.
And if it doesn't work, I'll put Heroes Talk Profits underneath.
No, yes. I'm not gonna weigh in on the air every week.
Why not?
Because my wife may not be available.
Okay, fine, fair enough. But if she is available,
and I am not a liar, and I will stick to my
You
gun.
Are a liar. You were already just going to subtract.
I'm not a cheater. I'm not a cheater.
You were going to subtract weight.
Why do you need
from
to
your total
to weigh you anyway? Don't you just because
I won't be able to see
a...
it above my stomach.
And also, we do want somebody that isn't him reading the scale, which is why he said when he says I'm trustworthy is suspect to me because he knows he isn't and he has to and he knows everybody thinks he isn't, so he has to say that.
I am not a cheater. I don't cheat. It's one thing I don't do is cheat.
You know what? One thing you said you didn't do before when we started the show, Frank, you said you would never fake a laugh, and we all know how that worked out.
Many of those laughs are not fake.
But there are some.
All right.
So whatever. Never doesn't mean shit to you.
So when should we do the big reveal?
When are you weighing in? Is she available now?
Well, I'd probably have to get her. I have to strip naked.
you know what? You need to paint the picture as you're doing this.
Okay.
Everybody, and you need to...
You want to take a quick break, like maybe a quick break of some sort, and then we can get it down here, or...
Okay, yeah. You know what? Let's do that. Jeff, thank you for calling in. Wait, are you going to partake in a challenge here? Was that ever going to happen, weight loss for weight loss?
I will do it if Frank does it, seriously.
Frank
well,
is
Well, obviously, he
to
doesn't
do
have
it.
To lose... We had to do what's called a handicap, if you will.
Do you think you could lose?
I'll even take it a step further. I will tweet every meal.
You would
like to do that?
I didn't hear what he said.
He will cheat every meal. He says.
tweet. I will tweet every meal.
Oh, tweet every meal. I got you. Okay, Jeff.
So we can all track.
Do you think that you can lose more weight than Frank before Frank's 40th birthday?
Which is
June 8th.
June 8th.
Yes, I believe I have more discipline.
Okay, we have a challenge here. Okay, we have a challenge, and we'll see.
Now, Jeff, why don't you weigh yourself tonight as well, so we know what to
do? Very well. I'll have my wife do it.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me get my wife. Let's take a quick commercial interruption. Jeff, if you could stay on the line, that would be great. If not, whatever.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the scale now.
Okay.
All right.
We'll be right back. This is the DJ Nostal right. Show, and Frank, what station are we on? Frank? Well, we're on Heroes Talk, the thing you do with your ears, and the place to be! Thank you. Yeah.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
It's me, Jimmy Francone, and it's 2010, and I have a resolution, and I want to share with all of you, my dad is an alcoholic. Okay, that's not what I wanted to say, but I have this friend who's really not so much of a friend as he is just a fat kid in my class named Steven, that we call Fat Steven, who stinks really bad, and yesterday he farted and it was really him. And everybody said they just thought there was mustard cheese under the heater. Anyway, my 2010 resolution is because my mom told me to make one. And she's smart, and she goes on trips with lawyers and doctors. And I think one time she said she got to see what Emmett Smith's hotel room looks like, whoever that is. She's so boring. It talks about people I don't even know. No wonder my dad has an empty whiskey bottle collection and chose that over being nice to her. Anyway, I want to make a resolution... And it was because Jeff in my class told me to make a resolution, and it was the stupidest one he made, so I wanted to make the coolest one, and everything that Jeff does is stupidest, and one time I saw him kiss his grandpa on the belly, on his little hairy gray belly, and we all called him Belly Kisser, but he got really mad and told us not to tell anybody. But then we told everyone, and the first person I told was last year's teacher, Mrs. Yorkstone, and she didn't listen because she wasn't around. She was busy with the principal in the tiny principal's office that has mops and nudie calendars where the janitor touched Belly Kisser and Fat Steven's butt cheeks. But I'm not supposed to tell you that, even though I think they're all a bunch of gays. But anyway, my resolution for 2010 is coolest, and I'm running out of time, so my resolution is to be nicer to people, to be gooder at sports, and to stop telling all people's secrets. Also, Fat Steven sniffs on his sister's bras. Okay, resolution, go! Belly kissers still kisses bellies. Coolest.
Alright, where's me smack?
The DJ New Style Show.
Hi everyone, this is DJ New Style, host of the DJ New Style Show, inviting you to check out the Hear Us Talk forums, the official message board of HearUsTalk.com. Discuss show topics, comment on previous episodes, talk to hosts, talk to fans, or peruse some of the bizarre images and video clips posted in our We Find Things on the Internet section. Do you like video games? What about sports? Are you into MMA? Do you like crappy music? Do you like broads? Wait, of course not, but are you sexually attracted to women? Wait, still no? Okay, well, maybe you should pass the link on to a friend. HearUsTalk.com/forum. What I'm saying in a nutshell is that there's something for everyone in the Hear Us Talk forums. Go to HearUsTalk.com/forum, and if it's not there, and it should be, post it. HearUsTalk.com/forum.
I got two fine-ass chicks in robes, you know what I mean, running around, chasing each other, being silly, my niggas. I'm just sitting on the couch. I'm naked. I have no clothes on. I'm looking at the fucking flat screen TV, just balls hanging everywhere, dick out, and I'm thinking to myself, I am the most blessed nigga on motherfucking earth. Thank God for my Chevy Caprice.
The DJ New Style Show.
Yeah, welcome back to the DJ New Style Show. DJNewStyleShow.com 316-768-4472. We had a little bit of a dispute going on between Jeff and Frank, but before we get back into that, we have a little bit of a an announcement to make about some award-winning software, okay? You find yourself on the internet, you're looking at people's faces, you want them to see your own, you want to talk and type to them. Well, you can do that on ICU2. That's ICU2 video chat. Go to ICU2.com and you can try it for free. Mac version coming soon. Put it on your Windows PC. You'll be chatting with people from all over the world about whatever you want. Play trivia games. You know what? Share pictures of your naughty bits. And more importantly, download other people's naughty bits pictures, all with ICU2. That's ICU2.com. They were last year's People's Choice Award winner for internet communication. Let's see how they do this year. I bet they're a lock. Right, Frank?
Yeah.
ICU2.com. We're back with the DJ New Style Show. Frank, Jeff, are you,
yes.
Jeff, are you there?
I'm here.
He is,
yes.
There, okay.
I am here as well.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Both of you are here.
Yes.
So now, are we ready to commence,
yes,
the weigh-in?
Yes, I am standing here in my office totally nude.
Nude.
And I'm going to be getting on the scale. Should I get on now?
Sure.
I have my wife here. Please introduce, say who you are. What is your name, please?
Donna.
Okay. Donna, how are,
yeah,
you? Say
she
hello.
She can't hear because
just
she has
wave to her for me.
She's waving. Okay.
Do our special
now,
wave that we do.
Okay, I'm going to approach the scale as we speak, and Donna will reveal the exact number.
Okay, so Donna is weighing in Frank. Frank is nude, completely nude.
No, she laughed a little bit.
She's laughing.
All right, we're going to reveal it now?
I want Donna to say it.
Okay, Donna, on the count of
can
three,
you give her
one,
give her your headset, okay?
All right, let me give her the headset. Here, come here. Stand up. Okay, now reveal the amount of my weight.
216.
Donna, are you there? Can you hear me, Donna?
I can hear you.
Okay, now Donna, 216 is what he weighs?
Yes.
Are you aware that I am maybe a pound or two less than Frank?
How tall are you?
I am 5'10".
Yeah, it's a lot of weight for him. It is. It's not good. Mm. It's not good.
Donna, is he really naked right now?
Yeah, he is. I can't keep my hands off him.
Wow. how's he look, Donna?
Not bad, no.
Really? Not, she goes, not bad. Nah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, we done?
Frank, how embarrassed are you right now?
I'm not embarrassed at all. I thought it was going to be a lot worse, actually.
Now, now you have to finish the rest of the show. Finish the rest of the show with no clothes on.
No, I'm not. Now, Jeffrey, what is your opinion of my weight of 216? Do you think I was going to be a fatter than that?
I thought you were going to be in the 220, 225 range.
I was going to say 240, easily.
No, seriously, Ken, were you?
No, 230, I thought.
Are you both surprised this is less than that?
Yeah, I'm very surprised. Frank, you might be... you're like the opposite, I think, of me, because I'm deceptively heavy, but you're deceptively light. I think that's how that works. I don't know, Jeff, what you thought he was, what, 220, something like that?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, now,
deceptively heavy, by the way.
Jeffrey, will your wife be revealing the number?
Yes, she will be.
When is this are you doing it now?
Would you like me to?
Sure.
Are you totally nude?
Sure, get your wife up there and strip down to nothing and weigh yourself, and we'll hear both numbers. Frank starting off at 216. But I guess the starting point really doesn't matter, because it's just kind of like see who loses more, right? Mm-hmm. But we're still doing this, so.
All right. Missy? God. Measuring.
202.
202, beep beep. 202. Jeff weighs 202 pounds. I weigh
now,
more than
Jeff. How tall
are
you, Jeffrey?
Jesus.
I'm 5'10".
So he weighs less than you, Ken.
Hmm.
Stop on my cross and shave it.
I'm heavier than Jeff. That's fucking... That's bizarre. It's very bizarre. Everybody makes all these...
Oh.
Wait, what was his belly on the scale? And there's an extra 10 pounds? No.
You may have a faulty scale, and you've never known it until now.
It's every scale I've been on. I might have leftover cement from when I used to be a cement eater. I don't know. I don't spit my gum out, if that's it. They say it never leaves you. I have a fucking damn near 30 years worth of fucking Big Red in my intestines. That's why I weigh so much.
Do you eat a lot of junk food?
Not really. I mean,
could I answer that question? I want to answer that question. Ken eats at late at night a lot.
Yeah, but I'm eating like good
last
stuff.
Night you were eating peanut butter filled.
Yeah.
Last night
I was going nuts. I had these peanut butter dark chocolate snack mix. That was good. That was very good. But you know, apart
from Target Farms, nice. Target's best.
Nice. It is. It is. And apart from like the last month, I usually eat very well. But you know, the holidays, all that. So you know what? We'll see.
You said you've maintained this weight consistently over like the last year, so let's not go blame the holidays or anything.
Oh,
I don't know why that warrants an O, Frank. I'm not the one who's decided that I have to be on a fucking mission to initially lose 40 and then fucking 20.
No, because he's putting you up. He's showing you up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I've been what I've been for a while.
Yeah, and my question to you is this, Ken. Do you want to see your house grow up? Maybe we should all bet each other. By the way, this is a bet, right?
I really...
Some sort of consequence for losing?
I don't think I need to lose weight. I could stand to lose some to get, like, in good shape, but, like, I'm okay with being average. I'm really okay. I'm fine.
Frank, obviously you and I are not, so let's talk.
I'm dense.
I want to know what it's like to be on the other side.
You were there, buddy. You were a weightlifter. I mean, there can be no higher pinnacle of...
That's right. I was a championship weightlifter in 11th grade.
Yeah, he was.
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. So, Frank, what are you going to be doing to lose your weight? Because you said you're not going to exercise.
No, I will exercise slowly, and I will do cardiovasculars.
Are you gonna purchase any special you know, workout devices or anything like that?
Well, I have the treadmill already, but I'm thinking about moving it. But I am gonna take up something called e-cigarettes.
What's e-cigarettes?
E-cigarettes are a battery-operated cigarette, and this is exactly what I've been waiting for my whole life, because people who smoke usually are thin because they smoke instead of eating. So I've always said I'm going to take up smoking.
So wait a minute. You're going to buy a quit smoking device to lose weight?
Yes. It's called e-cigarettes. It's a battery-operated cigarette.
All right, I have this link that you sent me here. Let me...
Yes.
I think it's... What is it?
And I think...
E-cigarettes.com.
And so, I think Jeffrey should partake in this as well.
Frank, how does this work? I mean, this is to get people to quit smoking. I guess it's you hold on to this cigarette.
Right. It does everything a regular cigarette does. You inhale, you blow out smoke, but there's no tobacco and there's no noxious fumes.
Is there nicotine?
There's nicotine, but nicotine is safe as long as it's not combined with other things.
Frank, do you currently smoke?
I do not, but I'm...
Then you're going to get hooked on nicotine, you fucking idiot. This is for people that are addicted to nicotine. It's a lower dose.
Like me.
it's the fucking... Yeah, Jeff, you should use this. Get an e-cigarette and a jump rope, and you'll fucking crush Frank.
I'm rubbing cigarette ash on my teeth just to get that fucking... That little twinge.
Jesus.
Why isn't your wife
feeling.
stop with you, Jeffrey?
Say again, Frank?
Why isn't your wife stopping with you?
I'll never stop. She's been smoking since she was like 13.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm thinking about taking up this e-cigarettes. This way it will help me curb my appetite.
You talked about taking it up like it's that P90X. It's a fucking fake cigarette.
But it's not harmful.
It's not going to get you in shape.
It's not harmful. It'll give me something to do with my mouth. I'll be able to have something in my mouth. Because a lot of times, the reason people eat is just to have a feeling of something in their mouth.
Hmm. Maybe all of Ed's whores should just buy e-cigarettes instead of accepting money from Ed.
Oh, I got to talk about him in a little bit as well. But anyway.
Okay. Jesus.
Well, hey, why not just gum then?
Yeah.
Gum actually makes me hungry. I don't know if it does for you, but it gives me hunger pains.
Hunger pains?
Yes.
Fuck it. You don't know. You just don't know words. You just don't. Anyway, I wish both of you luck.
Put gum between two slices of bread and have yourself a nice cigarette afterwards.
Yeah, a gum witch. Why don't we just wish both of you luck, and we'll check in next week and see how the progress is going. Working out, e-smoking, all of these things. Hopefully they help you win the battle of obesity. By the way, Frank, I don't know why you're getting morbidly obese on WeFit when I'm getting overweight. I get overweight. I don't get obese or morbidly obese. But anyway, Frank, let's move on.
It's his height, by the way.
Oh, I
in
see.
Combination.
I see.
Ken, is there a consequence for losing?
We
haven't really discussed that.
Well, we discussed it actually last week. Frank said that he would wear a toilet seat around his neck, and I think he would drink toilet water, he said.
Remember? Is there a secondary
consequence for losing to me?
Right. How's about a little monetary action?
Whoa!
Oh, you want to put some dollar signs on this, okay.
Okay, well, let's
get down to brass taxes.
You fucking idiot. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's work that out. We'll figure this out in the future, okay?
We'll sort it out amongst each other.
All right.
Yes.
Jeff, thank you for calling in. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30, Friday night, heroestalk.com.
If I could just... Yeah. If we could... Yeah. Good, thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much. Frank,
you had mentioned an individual, and I just want to touch on this very quickly, by the name of E.J. McGrathney.
Yeah.
I like to call him Ed the Masturbator McGrath.
Ed the Whoremaster. Whoremonger.
Now, as you know, which we will probably discuss in a little bit, or maybe on next week's show, if we have time, I'm going to be taking a couple of days and taking a trip to Orlando, Florida.
I'm sorry, what is this? You'll be going, doing what?
I'll be taking a little trip for just a couple of days to Orlando, Florida.
And you'll be driving there?
Unfortunately, I will not be driving there.
Oh my God, you're getting on a plane.
I'm scared to death, especially with what's happened recently in Newark Airport. I'm afraid, and I have butterflies in my bellies.
Are you a cow? How is you have plural bellies?
We could joke about this all you want, but many people
have fucking said bellies.
Many people have told me, even Ed McGrath has told me that plane travel is safest immediately following the weeks and months immediately following a tragedy.
Yeah.
Okay. Look what happened. To that individual who taped the explosives to his body. You would think that security would be more stringent now, but some fucking losing motherfucker.
Where's the tragedy?
The tragedy was a plane could have been blown up almost.
But no. That's not a tragedy.
I said a tragedy, a breach of security.
That's not a tragedy. Do you understand what a fucking tragedy is?
Security.
You motherfucker. No, that's an uh-oh. That's an oops.
It's an uh-oh.
That's not a fucking tragedy.
An uh-oh, that could have taken people's lives.
But no one's life was lost.
It doesn't matter.
You fucking asshole.
Now, why did that some lazy fuck let somebody go on the sterile side when this person may not have been screened?
What?
I'm scared. And it goes like that. It's in the Terminal C, and I will be in Terminal C. And I'm scared.
So wait, what's this about the sterile side? I just don't understand.
The sterile side is a side that people are on after they've already been searched.
Okay, we have that person here right now, someone who is not allowed on the sterile side. 316-768-4472. Ed McGrath, you're on the DJ New Style Show. What's going on?
You know what the real tragedy is?
What's that?
Is that Frank's family has to fucking take him along with them.
Yeah.
To see Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I mean, Donna's going to need fucking elephant tranquilizer for this fucking oaf.
That was a horrible thing to say.
Frank, you're gonna probably get thrown in jail from your overreactions on this plane. You know that, right?
Ed, what happened to your theory that plane travel is safest after a breach of security, things like that? How do you explain
Frank, it's still fucking standing. What has happened to a fucking plane? Explain that to me. What was the last tragedy?
I like your nerve.
What was the last fucking tragedy that happened?
There was a potential tragedy that could have happened.
Potential tragedy, right?
Yes!
So was anybody killed? Were any lives lost?
Is that the risk you want to take?
You take it every time you fucking do anything. You fucking douche.
God, anyone that knows that's fucking driven with you, Frank, knows that fucking airline travel is a lot fucking safer than you fucking driving to Starbucks to go get your fucking latte or whatever it is.
Let me ask you, are you going to wear those fucking terrible shoes on the plane? Because they might think you have a bomb. I wouldn't do it.
Take them off, too.
Yeah. Oh, Frank.
Oh, my God.
What if I take my shoe off and put it in the nose of the screener?
They're going to arrest you. That would be the funniest thing I've ever seen, but they will arrest you. You understand? Even as a joke, you can't do that as a joke. You just can't fucking joke with anybody involved with the TSA.
Blue shirt, no joking.
No, nothing. No words, nothing. Just mill through. And then when you're on the other side, go eat some shit at a fucking avant-poste and then fucking get on your plane and enjoy your shitty trip. And then come back and do the same fucking thing. So, Ed, what's the deal here? I mean, someone got through security. Someone, you know, got a bomb on a plane. Whatever. You know, it's taken care of. It's all handled.
All the time. I travel all the time. I'm on the road 30 weeks out of 50, or if not more than that. Yeah. And I have not had anything even remotely scary happen to me.
Hmm. Does that mean it'll never happen?
No.
I'm pissed off about Ed McGrath. Let me tell you why I'm pissed off about him. Son of a bitch told me after this little trip was booked that he could have got me free airline tickets. Okay.
So now,
why the fuck would you tell me after I already booked the plane, you prick?
So, Frank, your whole thing is that you're no longer scared of the plane.
Exactly.
You're irritated at Ed for not getting you free travel.
Well, he told me, he said, you know, I could have got you free tickets. I said, why would you tell me now after I already booked the trip?
Frank, how much were the tickets?
I don't know. Don took care of it.
Okay, so then what do you give a shit?
Know what his consolation is? He says he'll give me free drink coupons.
So get a free drink. You're going to need them.
I'll treat you to a fuzzy navel, Frank. They have those.
And you know what? Make sure you get the name right. You don't want to fucking say Perone with fucking silvers. They don't know what the fuck that
is. The alcoholic beverages served on plane, are they pretty much just very generic, popular? They're not going to have Mai Tais, are they?
No, Frank. What they're going to have, they're going to have little bottles of fucking vodka, rum, tequila, whatever. And they're going to have the fucking standard drinks they have. Seltzer, Coke, fucking tomato juice. So whatever you can make with those little fucking combinations of those little bottles.
Wait a second, I gotta fucking make it myself?
Yeah, they don't have Ken Morehead on every fucking plane. Okay?
I gotta sit there and mix this potion up myself?
Yeah.
Yes, they hand you the drink.
Do they
and then
give
they
you the directions
you
on what part to put to what part?
No!
Well,
because,
how do you know
Frank,
how much-
Frank,
Frank, how much alcohol to put in the drink.
They give you a tiny bottle. Put it all in. Trust me.
Put it all in. You'll
You're not going to be able to ration it, you fucking dope.
What do they look like? Little thermos bottles? What do they look like?
Oh, my God. You've never seen a little bottle of fucking booze?
It's actually it's a mason glass from an apothecary that contains a quartoid of vodka, you fucking asshole. What do you think it looks like?
They look like regular miniature bottles of liquor.
Yes. And right. Regular miniature is a fucking you baffle me. You baffle me that you're almost 40 and you can't communicate. You just can't.
Now you son of a bitches will realize that I have ADD and problems. Now you'll realize it.
ADD and problems.
Now another thing I have a problem with Ed McGrath is as follows, and I've mentioned this to him. Ed McGrath had a profile pic on for many years on a chat service that he utilizes.
And what chat is that? ICU2? That's ICU2.com? Or is that Pal Talk?
Maybe the latter. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
He's not smart enough to use ICU2.
Well, he should. Face to face, anyplace, ICU2. Okay.
And he had his fucking photo on from like 2002. It doesn't look like the same person.
He still has it on in his Pal Talk profile, though.
It looks like he just fucking graduated high school, okay?
It's like he's wearing his JV baseball jersey. Right. He's got 16 years old.
Right. This most faggiest smile I ever saw in my life. Now he knows that I've been mocking him, so he changes the photo, okay? Now, Mr. Superstar over here, he's a public speaker. So he gets a photo of him behind a podium doing a speech at a Hyatt conference convention of whatever.
Okay.
He admittedly told me he did that so people will think he's important.
I did not say that.
Yes, you did.
Liar! I never said that.
Ed, were you giving a talk on communicable diseases? Is that what it was?
I was fucking training a bunch of people that work in a cell phone store. It really wasn't that fucking big a deal, Frank.
He's got this smile on his face, like who the hell he is behind his fucking podium, like he's a big fucking head honcho.
Well, Frank, you have a picture of you, basically sneaking into somebody's car, and I guess you thought that you looked good in it, so you made that your fucking
face. I don't think I look good. I just think it was a change from the picture I had, so I says, what the hell?
Admit it, Frank. There are some pictures that you use as your profile where you were making bedroom eyes. You were. One of your fucking profile pictures. You have a fucking profile picture where you're looking up through your upper eyelids and you're giving the fucking bedroom eyes.
You couldn't see my double chin, so I'll just put it that way.
So that's what it is, just to conceal that. So who gives a shit? Why are you so concerned with what Ed does on his profile picture?
Now this is what Ed's going to do. Ed is taking a trip to the biggest convention, electronic convention in the world tomorrow.
CES.
And he is propositioned adjacent to the convention, there's going to be a porn convention.
Yes.
And he has said to me that he will try to get pornography starlets to do promos for the program.
Oh, okay. That'd be great.
I remember we'll see if that comes to fruition or not, all right?
Yeah.
Well, Frank, 2 years ago, I did do an interview with
the Aussie girl.
Who was it, though?
That Australian porn star.
That was nobody. I admit that.
It was somebody that Ed wanted to bang. And that was in between Ed getting autographs from some other broad and waiting in line for a gay porn star's signed picture to give to you.
This has to be a relevant porn star. Either somebody like Seika or Ginger Lynn.
Frank, I'm going on an airplane tomorrow, not a fucking time machine.
Seika is 97 years old, Frank. Jesus Christ.
Well, maybe somebody like Amber Lynn or something like that.
They don't have two names anymore. Porn star girls don't have to. There was a big craze where they had like Nicole or Lynn as a second half of a fucking first name. But now it's just like some, you know, overly.
Did you ever hear somebody called Belladonna Jackass?
Oh, wow.
There goes your theory.
I'm sorry. Is she an old porn star, Frank? Because
there goes your fucking theory, Jack White.
No, my theory was that the porn stars you jerk off to in private, the old ones from the 80s had two fucking first names, you fucking asshole!
And fuckface, you said they don't have two first names anymore, and they do, Jackweed!
It's one word, you fucking asshole!
No, not, it's two words!
It's not! No, it's not! It's one word, you fucking moron!
Space between the two, you numbnut!
It's one fucking word, you stupid asshole! What the fuck is wrong with you? And you called me Jackweed? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's like you're using the words they would use to dub cuss words on fucking TV movies. The worst.
So I want you to do a bit on that.
Oh yeah, I remember that. So Ed, you're gonna get some grade A
try.
Top of the line fucking gash.
I'm going to go for like a Sasha Gray or a Brie Olsen or a Belladonna or someone of that category.
I want you to make him say something and at least my asshole doesn't bleed. like Frank's.
Who are the top 5 porn actresses today? Who are they?
Today,
would you say?
Ed, who do you think?
Sasha Gray, Brie Olsen are definitely two of them. I would probably put Belladonna as one of them.
What about Jenna Jameson, bro? Jenna Jameson, bro.
Now, what about somebody like Aurora Snow?
So over with.
She's Holly done. Sampson. Done. Holly Sampson.
Aurora Snow. In every video, you can see the void. There's no longer a closing. The lips don't touch anymore. Is what I'm getting at. It looks like an Ortega taco shell with fucking just a vast dark in the shell part. Her fucking shit has been banged out so fucking much that you can literally see like vertebrae through her pants.
Did I tell you guys my Tara Patrick story? I think I have.
Yeah, you did. You did. You
it was embarrassing.
Yeah, you claimed to have you said, "Oh, we got the same birthday." Just trying to make some common ground.
That was his opening line.
Yeah. Hey! Hey, Tara! Looks like we've got the same birthday, huh? Yeah. Oh, wow. So, you're saying, Frank, you don't watch pornography, though. You said that.
I never said I don't watch it. I don't partake in watching it often.
But when you watch it, you don't watch it to fruition. Is that correct? You just observe.
Yeah, just if someone if there's a clip on there, somebody sends it to me.
Yeah, so you watch it like an art film, basically.
Right.
You don't use it like everybody else does. So, of the artists you're aware of, who do you think will be at this convention? And we'll see if Ed can say yes or no that they will be.
I think perhaps Savannah will be there.
She's dead.
She's dead.
Yes.
Perhaps Tori Wells.
I don't even know. I don't know any of them.
I think so.
Ed, basically, if you can just Google their name on your phone on Tube8, and if they come up with more than 10 videos, then we want them.
Okay. I'm going to do my best to get some funny promos like the one you suggested.
Yeah,
we're not expecting much.
Oh, and if you can get them to say things like something that is copyrighted from Frank, because he failed to renew his copyrights for 2010. Ooh. Get them to say, I apologize.
I didn't fail to do anything.
I see.
And I have another thing that people are I have another copyright. I brought the word course to popularity.
Course!
People are utilizing. People is catching on like wildfire.
Can we give an example of how it should be used?
Well, ask me a question where you know.
Okay,
I don't.
Yeah. Okay. Frank, do you ever see Seinfeld?
Course.
Frank, did you ever have hair?
Course. Now what I've done is I've in the fast paced world of today I've taken away the OF, the of. And I've just made a course.
Yeah, course. Now, well, I do remember you stroking a beard of our friend Tim at the Labor Day thing, and you were saying it's very coarse. It's very coarse.
It was very coarse.
Yeah.
But now this is catching on where people are utilizing the word coarse.
Yeah.
I want
all day,
credit.
All weekend, all I could say, if I had to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I would say, instead of that, I would say, course! Course! And also, Amanda, who's my girlfriend, was saying, course! Always. So, Ed, you're going to get that done for us. No free air travel for Frank?
No.
Would you fly him out? Would you fly him out for the convention?
I would, but I for something like that, I would, but this thing is so huge that there's no way he could get a seat on a plane.
All right.
This would be impossible.
Well, I guess we eagerly await your promos from the gashes. Tickets.
You want those free drink coupons, huh?
Yes.
Of course.
All right.
All right, Ed. Thank you,
Edward.
Thank you very much.
Later.
Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Oh. What?
I'm glad you're here so we can get this all straightened out. Would you like a cup of tea?
You got any coffee?
Coffee?
Yeah, coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, you don't drink coffee. How about instant coffee?
No, I don't have.
You don't have any instant coffee?
Well, I don't normally.
Who doesn't have instant coffee?
I don't.
You buy a jar of Folgers crystals, you put it in the cupboard, you forget about it. And later on when you need it, it's there. It lasts forever. It's freeze-dried. Freeze-dried crystals.
Really? I'll have to remember that.
You took this book out in 1971.
Yes, and I returned it in 1971.
Yeah, 71. It was my first year on the job. Bad year for libraries. Bad year for America. Hippies burning library cards. Abby Hoffman telling everybody to steal books. Now, I don't judge a man by the length of his hair or the kind of music he listens to. Rock was never my bag. But you put on a pair of shoes when you walk into the New York Public Library, fella.
Look, Mr. Bookman, I returned that book. I remember it very specifically.
You're a comedian. You make people laugh.
I try.
You think this is all a big joke, don't you?
No, I don't.
I saw you on TV once. I remembered your name from my list. I looked it up. Sure enough, it checked out. You think because you're a celebrity that some of the law doesn't apply to you, that you're above the law?
Certainly not.
Let me tell you something, funny boy. You know that little stamp? The one that says, New York Public Library. Well, that may not mean anything to you, but it means a lot to me. One whole hell of a lot. Sure, go ahead. Laugh if you want to. I've seen your type before. Flashy, making the scene, flaunting convention. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What's this guy making such a big stink about the old public library books? Well, let me give you a hint, Junior. Maybe we can live without libraries. People like you and me. Maybe, sure. Maybe we're too old to change the world, but what about that kid sitting down opening a book right now in a branch at the local library finding drawings of pee-pees and wee-wees on the Cat in the Hat and the Five Chinese Brothers? Doesn't he deserve better? Look, if you think this is about overdue books and fines and missing books, then you'd better think again. This is about that kid's right to read a book without getting his mind warped. Or maybe that's what turns you on, germ freak. Maybe that's how you get your kicks, you and your good time buddies. Well, I got a flash for you, joy boy. Party time's over. You got 7 days, germ freak. That's 1 week.
I return that book.
And see. Thank you. Now, Frank, what was that from?
That was from one of your favorite Seinfeld episodes, which we like to call The Library. Broadcast episode 22, October 16th, 1991.
That was one of the episodes where, like, during that entire scene, you could completely see Jerry just unable to hold it together.
Yeah, he was smirking left and right. And I enjoyed that.
The sudden turns from Bookman just pointing at him.
Right.
It was good.
And I tell you, I wish Bookman had made more appearances. But other than the final episode, that was the only appearance he made. And I like the character as well. He also was on Curb Your Enthusiasm as a doctor.
I think you saw
that episode.
Yeah, it wasn't all that great.
Okay, I just
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I wanted to unveil another impression if I could real quickly.
This is another impression.
Another Seinfeld related impression. As you know, I have several Seinfeld related impressions.
What are some of them?
If I could do it real quick.
Yeah.
You had to have the big Sally.
Mm-hmm, that's one of them. Sure.
One I do is when the famous deaf actress Marlee Matlin and Seinfeld is trying to get her attention. He goes, "What are you deaf?" And she says, "Bingo."
Yeah.
And another one is when Kramer is at the Italian restaurant.
What the hell do I know about cooking the shirt? I like that one.
What's wrong? I don't understand.
And another one is when
No, the defense is wrong. Oh, is that different? It's a different impression.
Let me do the impressions, please.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Another impression is
ready, Santa. Is that the wrong one? Are we doing Seinfeld impressions?
Let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Another impression I do is when Enzo.
You get her.
Is when Enzo is cutting the hair.
You done good, Newman.
Fuck you. I do that. You done good, Newman. Well, I have unleashed another Seinfeld impression, which I will unveil on this program tonight.
Okay.
This is an episode where Uncle Leo has made an appointment for Mr. Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Frank. I'm sorry. What's his name on the show? I forget. Morty. And Morty thinks he lost his wallet in the doctor's office. And long story short, he leaves the doctor's office without paying. And Uncle Leo is bothered by this because he got this appointment for him, and because he knew the doctor. And this is what he says to Morty after Morty skipped out without paying because the doctor was a friend of Leo. This is what Leo says to Morty: "He did me a personal favor." Thank you.
He's on a very fixed budget. That's the other Uncle Leo. I'm not applauding that, Frank. It wasn't very good.
Whatever.
I also have a Seinfeld impression that I'd like to unveil for you.
Go ahead.
It's gone. It burned. Thank you. Thank you very much. You don't. You don't. What you want to do is go down the street, make a left.
Oh, I know that one. I know that one.
Yeah. Oh, I love reminiscing about the greatest show ever that everybody's seen and you can't claim to be an expert on. Oh, God, it's so good. So, Frank, you mentioned you're going on a vacation. Where are you heading to?
I'm just taking a couple days off to Orlando.
Orlando, Florida.
That would be the one.
Home of a certain theme park.
I'm going to Disney World.
Whoa!
The end of next week to the beginning of the following week, It's our first big vacation since 2003.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm nervous about it. And vacations are very stressful for me.
Now, the last time you went on the trip in 2003, was it also to Disney World, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And your oldest daughter was really excited for that?
My oldest daughter, who was 4 years old at the time, was a big princesses fan, and we would buy her the costumes of the princesses, and she would walk around the hotel and the different places in her costumes.
Now, this is the daughter that
had a daughter who just got juicy clothing wear for Christmas.
Frank, you said you weren't going to get that for her. You got her juicy pants?
Juicy Couture.
Do you understand what juicy means?
It's the name of the brand, my friend.
When you think juicy, Frank, what do you think of?
Plump.
Plump. Ready for action. Ready to sliced into.
Ready for picking.
Yeah. Ready to go. Just juicy. Just people are dying to get at the juiciness. That's what it is. So now you said, oh, yeah, 10 years old. Let them know you're juicy. Way to go, Frank. Way to go. So you get, now your 10-year-old has juicy written all over her ass. That's great. Congratulations. Jesus.
So
she asked for the juicy clothes, and you just got it for her.
When you have kids, you'll do whatever they want you to do.
When I have kids, if there's a clothing line that's cocksucker track pants, they're not going to get it, even if it's the fucking hippest thing.
Listen, first
of
all,
if there's a pair of pants that young girls wear that says cocksucker right on the ass with a little swoopy line shaped like a dick and balls, and that's all the rage.
I want to reiterate.
Not going to happen.
The word juicy is nowhere on the ass part of the pants. It's along the leg. All right, so let's just put it that way, all right?
Still, the fact that the label, it stands for just getting – it's broads that want to get banged.
My daughter is 10 years old, and I don't like you talking like
that. I'm sorry, Frank. You made her brand conscious. You made her brand dependent. That's what you did. And it all started in 2003 with her love of the Disney princesses.
Right. Now that was her favorite.
That was her favorite, but not anymore. Not anymore. She probably doesn't give a shit less about this trip, does she?
No, well, I wouldn't say that, but she's not as enthused about the princesses as she used to be.
Or the people in the costumes, right?
Well, now she says that they're just people in costumes, whereas back then she thought they were the real people.
Yeah, you know, are you uncomfortable with these people in costumes? Like, oh, here comes Brer Bear. Here's fucking Timon and Pumbaa. Like, do you get a little weirded out?
Well, there's somebody writing a book about Disney World, and I read this in the National Enquirer. He's writing a tell-all book about Disney World, how there's actually people doing – these characters are doing drugs. There's employees who are having sex with the costumes on because some kind of fetish where people have sex with the fucking costumes
on. Oh, they're all furries, all of them.
And there's drug rings in there.
Yeah.
And only recently, the grandson of Roy Disney was just brought up on weapons charges.
Oh, my God, not Roy Disney.
His grandson.
Who cares?
And now I'm saying to myself, Disney is supposed to be the most wholesome, pure location in the world. And how could I feel that way when there's people, when the employees are doing drugs and having unprotected premarital sex?
Do the kids know that they're not the real characters? I mean,
I don't know if the
is
little
there one- is there an age when you're too young to realize that that's some kind of fucking failed actor making a shit wage?
That's interesting you say that. That's very interesting you say that.
Why?
Because wasn't somebody supposed to dress up as that? But anyway.
What are you talking about? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, listen.
Wait, what? No.
I know a certain somebody who was supposed to dress up as Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh? What are you who?
Yes.
Who's dressing up as Winnie the Pooh?
Are you?
No. Let me correct you here. There's no way in fucking hell I would dress up as Winnie the Pooh, okay? It was Elmo. For my nephew's birthday. My sister asked me to put on an Elmo costume and do an Elmo voice for my nephew's birthday. And thank Christ. I would have done it. But thank God she canceled that whole idea. Because apparently none of the kids of the adults that are invited are coming. So there's no kids. It's mostly adults. So now I don't have to... Like, I don't have an Elmo voice. Frank, do you have any idea how Elmo talks?
I do, but I can't do an impression of it.
Just do your best. I'll do my best, too.
Hi!
I'm not doing my best. I just wanted to hear you do it. No, mine really was like, hey, I'm Elmo! Eat your cakes! I'm Elmo! I'm going to go over here! I'm going to go over there! See you later, kids! I don't know what Elmo says or does. How the hell am I going to... it's one thing if you want me to be when somebody dresses up in the suit and they don't speak, they just walk around,
right,
and it's like, and the kids love that. The kids are fine with that. But the minute they start trying to do the accent, it's a little creepy.
Right, because it's not as authentic. The reason they don't do that is because there's no way they can mimic the exact sound. It'll confuse the kids.
And I don't want to get in that costume because it's sweated in. And the ones that are rented, they're not cycled in and out. Like at Disney, they rotate the people. They like each character has a fucking guardian, basically, with like a clipboard. And they rotate them out every like hour, half hour, something like that. And the suit is traded off. These rental places, people are wearing them for like 8 hours, sweating off the 20 pounds you hope to lose by June into the red flesh of this fucking Elmo suit. And you get in there and it probably smells like your house shoes. And I have to wear this and put my head over it. It's just disgusting. Just terrible. Ugh. Now, you have no issue with the germs of your kids hugging on the various people in costume? None of that?
I didn't think about that until just now, so thank you.
They're going to be putting their face on the bellies.
It's stressful for me. You know, vacations are very stressful for me. It's,
yeah.
I know I'm not going to be sleeping. I'm not going to be able to move my bowels properly. And it's just going to be not even going to be really fun. Hmm. But I'll make the best of it.
You will. You told me you were going to cancel the trip at the last minute and not tell Donna.
Well, I'm scared because...
You're scared?
Yeah, because of the situation that's going on, and I don't know what to do about it, you know?
But why wouldn't you tell her that you just don't want to go because you're frightened?
I told her that I would drive there and meet them there, and she says no, because that'll waste too much time.
But here's the deal. You're willing to put their lives at risk.
But she's willing to put her own life at risk.
But your kids are on there. If you have a legitimate fear of crashing because of
terrorism... I don't want them to be on there either, but she won't allow me to take them with me in the car.
Because you're a loony. You're fucking loony to even ask, can I drive instead? Can I drive and meet you guys there? Is what you said.
You go on a plane, do you look at, try to look, scope out the other passengers, see what they look like?
Of course!
Now, if there's somebody who looks like what, you know, who you think it might look like, what would you get off the plane? What would you do?
You just be alert. But you know what? I never stay alert because I'm always sleeping. So it doesn't matter. So if the plane goes down, I'll be dead asleep. I won't even know. Someone will step up. There's air marshals all over that fucking plane.
I am so scared. I have butterflies in my stomach right now, and I don't even know what to do about it.
I don't know, Frank.
But maybe
I think it's a little gay to have butterflies in your stomach, first of all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, I thought so. Frank, I have a question for you. We didn't really talk about bowel movements that much or urine or anything like that. But today I pissed out clear, perfect, just water piss so that the bowl didn't change any color.
So you drink a lot of water?
A whole lot. And I looked down at it and I'm thinking, you know, I don't even have to flush this.
Right.
And so I didn't.
This is at work.
Do you ever have a clear piss?
Once in a blue moon.
Do you flush a clear piss?
Of course.
Why? What's
because
the point?
There's still urine in there. Don't be a jackass.
Doesn't matter. What's going to happen?
There's
what's
still going to be a smell or whatnot.
There's no smell. It's all water.
When you piss clear water, it means you're all cleaned out.
Yeah. It was really good.
It's a good feeling.
It is.
Sometimes I'll piss and it's so fucking condensed. It's like a fucking cloudy fucking...
It looks like melted candy corn. Just that golden, yeah, and cloudy. When it's cloudy,
and no one else. My pee has been very foamy lately.
What do you mean foamy?
It's been very foamy lately. Foamy.
I've never had an.
It's so foamy that it at least goes up about 3 inches of foam.
Jesus, like a cappuccino.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
All right, do you have a problem?
You're urinating oxygen or something. You have a problem. You're leaking air into your piss.
You have a problem with peeing over somebody else's piss.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll say as follows. And during the we have three little children. During the night when my
one
wife
of them wears Juicy Coutures.
When during the night when my wife goes to the bathroom, number one only, she will not flush because the flush will wake the children up. Okay, and this repulses me. So when I go in there, I will not pee over her piss. I will flush the toilet before I piss. Do you have any problem
What's the problem, though? I don't understand.
Would you piss over on top of your girlfriend's piss?
If it's in a bowl, sure.
You won't flush first.
I'll tell you what I would do right now. If it was possible, if my girlfriend could arc a stream somehow by like getting into some contortion, I would piss into the stream. I wouldn't care.
No problem.
If she peed in a bowl, or she peed, I would piss on top of piss all day, and I don't even care whose it is. I would piss on piss.
You would piss over on a stranger's piss?
If there's a bowl full of piss, why not?
See, you pissing on a stranger's piss is almost a little gay.
No, it's not. You just want to see the colors.
You're pissing your bodily fluids.
You want to see the colors. You want to see what kind of shade. You want to see if you can get it to look like fucking Miller High Life or Killian's Red, depending on the vitamins you had that day. Just do, you know, what's the, I don't understand. There's no splashback from a bowl. If it's a urinal, yes, flush, no way. I don't want, because you can get drips coming back from a urinal. But a regular bowl, that's got to be some really minerally piss to get splashback.
Do you ever see, like, something stuck on the side of the bowl and you make the piss stream hit it so that you can force the thing off?
Yeah. But there are toilets that have, like, little decals of bugs, so that you'll aim there, so that you get no splashback. By the way, you're not supposed to aim directly in the middle. You're supposed to kind of aim at the side, so it cascades down.
Really?
Yeah, some of these urinals have a place where you should piss. That's why they put the bug there, because most people piss on the bug.
Now, how do you know this?
Because I've seen it. I've read about it, and then I actually went to a museum that had a urinal with the little bug decal on every single one. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah, you don't. Goatweed says you don't know how to piss. You don't. And Steve the LARPer said, in reference to me comparing your foamy piss to a cappuccino, he said, Frank has piss crema, which is the slight foam on top of espresso, which I'll be having a lot of. Thank you very much, Kling. I appreciate it. So
Yes, thank you.
I got to tell you something here. I got to tell you. I wish I could shit clear. You know, I'm back on this, not flushing clear. If I could shit clear, I would definitely not flush it.
Clear was all the rage back in the late and early 90s and late 80s. Everything was clear. Clear Pepsi, clear, clear this, clear that.
Yes.
So why not shit clear and piss clear?
Oh, Jesus. If you could shit clear, what would it look like in the bowl? It would kind of look like when they show cloaking devices in sci-fi movie. You see like a little warble to the land all of a sudden. It would look like crumpled up plastic wrap floating in the bowl.
Yeah, it would look like somebody blew air in like saran wrap and just tied it up real tight real quick.
And I'll tell you something right now. I don't even care if someone shits in a bowl. I'll piss on it. I don't care. You try to break it up a little bit. You ever do that?
No, I don't. I will not do that. A lot of times my kids forget to flush, and there's nothing that gets me more angry when I go in there and I see a bowl full of their shit, and I yell at them. I says, get in here and flush this toilet!
Wait, you make them flush it?
Of course!
Just flush the fucking thing.
I'm not going to flush it. It's disgusting.
You know what the worst is? And I do this for my own protection, and if you ever use the public toilet, you said you had, I'd recommend doing this. You make the mat, the little nest inside the water.
I think you've invented this.
You throw just all the toilet paper you can in there so there's zero splashback.
Right.
And what you do is you shit, and your shit has a nice air mattress of toilet paper to fall on. But if you don't flush, it looks like your shit is like it has been beached. It's completely out of the fucking water. And there's nothing more disgusting than shit that is not submerged. Do you know what I'm talking? Have you ever seen
an iceberg, my friend?
Yeah, yeah. But what I'm talking about, the entire log is above water because I've made a nest, a nice platform for it.
Right. You've made too good of a platform for it.
Yeah, like a slightly melted.
Do you ever look in the bowl and dissect it? Just by, you know, not with your hands, of course, but just look at it closely.
All right, Frank, here's the deal. I have taken I've taken a brochure and jabbed my shit apart to see
what.
Because my shit was particularly bespeckled one day, and there was like a fluorescent orange strand throughout it. So I took a brochure that I had. And I jabbed at it, and it was chewing gum. I was always told that chewing gum never processed, blah, 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 blah. I proved everybody wrong by taking that fucking Navy Pier brochure and picking apart shit.
Now, what'd you do with the brochure? You threw it right in the garbage?
Oh, yeah, I threw it in the bowl. I didn't flush because, probably would have clogged.
So you just fucked up somebody's plumbing system.
What are you going to do? No, probably not, because they'll just fish it out. They have people to fish the shits out. Too much shit on this fucking show. Frank, you are aware that I've closed on a home, correct?
Finally,
you are aware that I am a homeowner.
I am aware!
I am a homeowner, Frank. I own a house. And there's nothing more jarring to your confidence in your own handiness than owning a fucking house. You can go into this saying, you know what, I'm pretty good. I know most stuff. I can fake my way through electrical, carpentry, whatever. I go there yesterday with the intention of doing a couple improvements before, coming home. It took me 35 minutes to take down one fucking shelf. Six screws, 35 minutes. It's just fucking terrible. And I feel like I'm making no progress whatsoever. I have some stuff to fix up. I've posted pictures of the disgusting carpets. Have you seen them, Frank?
They're vile.
Yeah, they are extremely vile. You go to djnewstyle.tumblr.com. The terrible stuff that they've left behind, just awful. Absolutely awful.
Now, isn't it true that you're going to be having a big housewarming bash?
No. That's not true.
When is the bash for the house that you're going to
have? Well, I said that it's
not
going to happen.
When's the big party?
I said it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I know, but when's the big party? You said you were going to invite everybody over and have a big party.
When's the one going to be at your house? Remember Jeff wanted to have a big formal dinner at your house?
No, you have it first and I'll have one.
Well, yours was planned first. So after yours, I will have one.
So if I have a big bash at my house, you will have one at your house?
Yeah, because what do promises mean on this show? Nothing. Remember? I'll grow my hair out. I'll put my hand in a mouse trap.
Now, isn't it
true? Do you remember that, Frank?
You told me that you want people to send you housewarming gifts.
No, I don't want any gifts. I don't want any gifts. It's, you know, it's very nice. I've received some gifts from people that listen to the show.
What did I get you?
I don't know. You didn't give me anything, right?
Right. Yeah,
but I don't. But I'm letting you know. I don't want gifts. I'm not after that. It's a little awkward. Some people want to do something nice for somebody, and I guess what do you say? I mean, do you just accept and say thanks? I mean, I feel bad accepting gifts. That's basically it. Are you ever presented with that, Frank? Do you ever feel like, God, you know, I didn't get this person something or whatever, and they're getting me a gift? I mean, I appreciate it, and every single time I love the gift, but I just feel a little bit odd because it's like, well, great, now what do I do? Do I get them something?
Well, I don't think that they expect anything from you. It's just a nice gesture. That's all.
Well, it's greatly appreciated. It is. But Frank, I mentioned some of the things that were left by the previous owners. I mean, I'm sure that when you bought your house, there were some things left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things I want to run them by you, and maybe you can let me know: should I keep them? Should I dispose them? Or what should I do with them? Each one. Here we go. Down the list. The first one, a dining room table and six chairs.
Now, is this real wood?
It is real wood, and the chairs have cloth padding.
Is it stained?
Yes.
What I would do is I would reupholster the seats, and as long as the table's not too disgusting, I would put that in your informal dining room.
Okay. A large cloth sectional couch that
I mean,
is
that I would have taken and hired somebody with a hazmat suit to get it out of the fucking house as soon as possible. There's nothing worse than sitting in somebody's fucking couch.
Here's the thing. They had a very nice leather couch, and when they called me during the process of closing, they said, yeah, we want to give you the couch. It didn't dawn on me that, oh, they have two couches. So I said, oh, yeah, sure, fine. And then when I get in the house, I see, oh, it's the cloth one with the fucking the weird shiny pattern. And the ass stains. There's a stain that's shaped like an ass. And in between the cushions, there's actually no in between the cushions, Frank. They're all sewn together. There's a filth line and some like Cheeto orange stains, and I found a short and curly on there too.
Oh no!
I found a short and curly, but I don't know what to do with it. It's still there in the living room. You're saying get rid of it?
Yeah, you made it easier for them so they didn't have to buggy lug that thing out of there. I would say you hire somebody to get rid of that. You don't know how many people farted in that thing or fucked the couch.
I don't think anybody fucked on that thing. I don't. You know what? Here's another thing. In the same living room, two club chairs with cloth. They're with cloth that's teal, pink, and gray. And in between, a little table made out of a fucking oak tree. What do I do with that?
Well, same situation last time. Are they stained the cloth?
Yeah, of course. Of course.
You get close to that, baby, or disregard it. Also, what I would do is take the chair and put it upside down, see if there's any gum stuck underneath there or any things of that nature. If there's one piece of gum stuck under there, you must get rid of the chair.
It looks like there's a puddle mark.
Oh, God. That's obviously somebody had an accident.
There were some things that were I didn't notice that were pointed out to me during closing. The previous owner said, we left you a nice little shelf, kind of like our house.
Oh, that was nice.
A housewarming present to you.
Oh, a nice wooden oak, you know, sturdy shelf. Yeah, nice. That's great.
3 inches wide, handmade and painted in fucking pink and teal, with little cacti made out of wood on it.
Oh, boy.
It's a foot long and 3 inches wide. It's the worst ever. I'm going to be taking a fucking bat and hitting that into the neighbor's woods. Frank, one more thing. We left you some of our garden equipment. You know, we figured you could use it.
Oh, like a nice big tractor lawnmower? Nice.
No, tools, and also, you know, it's going to be snowing, so we left you a snow shovel.
Oh, that's good.
When I tell you the fucking blade on this thing is at a 90-degree angle, because it looks like they've taken the sharp edge of the stick and attached it to the hood of a pickup truck and drove it into a basketball fucking hoop. It is the most useless shovel ever. It's so banged up. You would try to shovel with it, and you'd get two lines about a foot apart, and that's it. A mezuzah. Frank, are you familiar with a mezuzah?
I do know what a mezuzah is.
How do you know?
There was a mezuzah on my door frame of the house when I moved into my house some odd years ago.
What'd you do with it?
I removed it and discarded it.
I kept mine up there, Frank. I kept mine up there. And the reason I kept mine up there is because I want to give some of this shit away. I want to see if there's anybody out there who wants my mezuzah, who wants my shitty shelf, who wants my little cacti fucking garbage they left. Who wants... Oh, Frank, I forgot to mention the bird feeder.
A nice big...
They said we let... The backyard is beautiful. There's all birds. We sit at the table, and we have a nice bird feeder out there. In fact, we left it out there for you. You have to get some food to put in it. I'm like, oh, that's great. A little bird feeder. I go out there. You know what's out there, Frank?
What?
You know the little metal cages that come with the suet cakes? Like the throwaway 15-cent things. Now, I'm not complaining that it should have been more extravagant, but don't fucking bill it as this nice fucking focal point of the backyard. This little green wireframe cage for fucking bird food. A nice little bird feeder we left for you. It's garbage. It's a fucking throwaway.
And like they're giving you, like, what the hell it is.
They're talking like what the hell it is. Exactly, Frank. Exactly. Frank, you've had a house for how long?
Well, this particular house will be...
How long have you been a homeowner?
Since 1997, so however long that is. 13 years.
I'm a new homeowner of maybe a week at this point. What are some of the What are some of the things I need to do to my house to get it to where it's up to your standards? Because, Frank, there's a room dedicated to the show already. I will have a studio in this house. And I would appreciate it, Frank. I'm extending an invite to you when I move in there to do the show with me in the same room. But I need to get this up to your specifications. What is it that you need to be able to work with me on a weekly basis in the same place?
I need you to get all new bathrooms.
All new bathrooms. What do you mean all new?
I need you to get new commodes, new sinks. New flooring.
You need me to buy a new toilet.
You know, toilets are not expensive. They're maybe like $175 for a
toilet.
It's
clean. It's clean. You know what I have to say? I wanted to be the first to use all the toilets, but Amanda took really great pride in letting me know that she had used all of them before me.
Well, I would hope that you at least put on new toilet bowl seats.
No, we didn't do that. And Frank, I got to tell you, we used the toilet paper that they left there.
Oh, no.
They had like a quarter of a roll in every bathroom.
Oh, my God. Come on.
We used the toilet paper they left. That's the one thing we were happy they left. A quarter roll of toilet paper.
Obviously, somebody was touching out with shit hands.
Yeah, probably. And then I did after them. But what I'm saying is Amanda took great pride in saying that she used the bathrooms... All of them before me. So I want to just, if she's listening right now.
I don't think that's something to be proud of.
If she's listening right now, I want to let her know that I am the first person since the house has been purchased to piss in every sink. Thank you very much. I've pissed in every sink.
Okay, I will not be coming to your house.
Yes.
You're an animal.
I got to claim mine.
You are an
animal. I'm a claims man.
How could you do that to your own? Just something wrong with you. You know, you're going to piss in the kitchen sink. It's vile.
Frank, do you realize that a week ago, it wasn't even my sink? So I'm kind of on the cusp of ownership. So it's almost like I'm pissing in their sink.
You have a fucking
I'm pissing in their sink.
You got a fucking screw loose. Why would you want to piss in your sinks?
I'm against mines.
You'd probably do a double decker in the fucking toilet, too.
No, I wouldn't do that. See, a sink has a drain. You understand that?
Different pipes go to different places.
Well, what I'm going to say is every sink, except the kitchen. I didn't piss in the kitchen sink. Come on. I'm not really disgusting. Just the bathroom sinks.
Just fucking vile.
Frank, I'll have you know, I bought Purell. I bought Purell. And if you feel so disgusted, there is a full bath on the first floor.
I want my own bathroom, number one.
You can have the full bath downstairs.
I want the full bath. That will be mine only. I'm going to get my own key.
You know what? I'll tell you what, Frank. You'll be the only one after I've pissed in the sink. I'll purify it. Amanda used the toilet. I'll purify that. And you'll be the only one to use that bathroom. You have a shower, a sink. You have a toilet. It's all yours.
Yeah!
Yeah! Until I shit in the sink, because I got to be the first to do that, too. What? What? So you're saying I need to change all the toilets, all the sinks, anything?
You know, people think that, you know, toilets are not an expensive. You think, oh, toilets are very inexpensive. They're like $175, $200.
Frank,
not expensive.
Frank, you don't know how to fucking put a toilet paper holder in a bathroom, and yet you're instructing me to rip a toilet out and replace it.
I have, like we've mentioned.
Have you ever done that on your own?
I think a couple weeks ago did Frank ever do this? And yes, in my lifetime, I have installed a toilet.
Wow.
How I did it, I have no idea. I don't remember.
You probably didn't do it right. You probably have floorboard damage.
Well, all I know is that it would rock sideways and I took a dump.
Oh, Jesus. It's all loose. You need to get a new ring and hook it to the flange. I don't know. I'm tapped out of ideas because Cablevision dropped HGTV and Food Network. So I'm screwed.
Why'd they do that?
There was some contract dispute. Cablevision didn't want to pay him, so now we don't get those two fine channels that I've become addicted to. How am I going to watch Chopped and Property Versions? How am I going to watch these things? And the Travel Channel's gone. All of it. There's nothing left for me on
Cablevision. Were people in an uproar over it?
Yes, and there's nothing left for me on Cablevision. Optimum Online can suck mine because I'm going to be a Fios customer.
What's Fios?
The new house. What?
What is Fios?
Are you serious?
As serious as the day is long. What is Fios?
It's I can't even fucking explain shit to you, Frank. It's a fucking internet provider. They provide cable, phone. It's Verizon's answer to
so,
cable.
In other words, you could get you can get a different cable system to your house now.
What are you talking about?
Well, you typically...
Where the fuck am I?
Typically, depending on what region you were in, you can only have one a cable service provider. Like with me, it's Comcast.
Do you watch television? I mean, how do you avoid this?
I have Comcast cable. I can't say I want to stop Comcast and get Cablevision if they're not in the area.
No, but you can get Fios. It's through the fucking phone company, you douche.
So you can get cable through your phone company?
Yes.
So there's two types of cable.
It's not really cable. It's TV. It's like you can get DirecTV. You can get Dish Network.
Is that what it is, DishTV?
It's not a dish. It's an alternative to it.
So in other words, these cable companies no longer have a monopoly
on
it.
The stranglehold is off! I owe Digital Cable my fucking ass!
And that's
444,
now,
fuck you!
Does this bother the cable companies?
I'm sure it does.
So you can get cable without getting it from your cable company?
Yes. If you want to just believe it's cable, yes, you can.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, Frank. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck to say to you. Our first show of 2010. 2K10? What are you going to go with? 010? Just 10?
It's 10. It's 10.
You're just going to say 10?
Yeah.
So today was 1-5-10?
Yep.
Okay. Very, very interesting. Thank you for listening to the DJ New Style Show, episode 239. Go to DJNewStyleShow.com, download all the episodes, subscribe to the podcast. Go to YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. YouTube.com/HearUsTalk. Subscribe! Get people to subscribe. Watch our fucking videos. I'm telling you, best in show, Thursday nights, 8 to 11. The What Show, 9:30 to 12:30. HearUsTalk.com. Frank, is there anything you want to say at all? Anything?
This is us. Yeah, no. Shut up. You're talking to a fucking sign. No, you be quiet. I'm going to kick all your friends' ass. Outside. You done good, Newman. They can pack a real punch. Sure, harsh me. Wanna ha ha. It's sticking. You're not a friend. Bob, you were right. Snuggy. It's gay. Ken, is there anything you'd like to say?
I want pepper jack cheese. I got a bone to pick with you motherfuckers.
You're an asshole. Appreciate it, homeboy. I couldn't even fit out the double damn window. Getting too old for this shit. Duva Grape is the shit. Do you hear me? Because that's what I goddamn do. Fuckface, you're talking to a fucking sign that's mine. Mine! Nah, I'm good. Thanks.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.